Hey there, it's Patrick with another Mindfulness Minute here on the Self Control Podcast. These are short, sweet episodes to remind me and you to continue being mindful as we go through our day, our week, our life. So let's remind ourselves today, what is mindfulness? And we're going to apply it to a problem that many of us have, myself included. This is the issue of poor focus, the inability to stay on task, the inability perhaps to follow through on a task. Could be anything. Get through a workout, get through a conversation, get through a workday, get your kid out the door to school without falling into distraction, thoughts about the past, anxiety. If you're noticing that life feels at times like a struggle, if there's some resistance internally because you seem to be unable to focus, unable to do something without seemingly thinking about something else, without almost thinking yourself into a negative emotional state, if your mental health is suffering, you're not seeing what you'd like to see in your life. You're distracted, you're careless, and you're frustrated. And as a result of being unable to focus, being unable to follow through, an anxiety develops, right? An anxiety develops between who you are right now and who you believe you can be. Mindfulness comes in right there when we choose to take control in the moment. So let's talk now specifically, what is mindfulness? And how can it help you with this issue of poor focus and anxiety? I talked in a recent episode about how we can trap ourselves in this desire to want to be different, right? This desire to need to feel different. We can understand that right away when we talk about bad habits or addiction. Right? Like for me, because of some issues in my childhood, marijuana and pornography became great ways to feel good in my body, to control the pleasure that I got to feel. And so quite often, whether we're self-medicating, right? You can think about that in your own life. Are there things you do to numb yourself, to feel good, to sort of counteract the pain and the pressure of real life? Or perhaps you know then that if you undertake something difficult, it is going to hurt and we don't want to feel that, right? Let's stay comfortable. We begin to formulate, we begin to create for ourselves a system in which we do not want to feel our body and we do not want to risk feeling discomfort in our body. How does this relate to poor focus? When I am taking on a difficult task, simple example is a weightlifting workout. And what I notice is that as I'm going through it, I start to think about anything else but the physical discomfort of doing the workout. What I have noticed is that there is that desire in me to not feel bodily discomfort. And you may not have this same issue, but to me, because of the way I grew up, the things that have happened to me, discomfort in the body becomes a trigger for mindlessness, for my mind to run away from this discomfort. What it starts to manifest as in my life is this distraction, is this inability to focus. I'm not focusing on proper form of the exercise, breathing. How does it feel? Do we have one more rep? Do we have 10 more reps? And here I am thinking about what's coming next. What happened last night? Who is that guy I knew 20 years ago? I wonder whatever happened to him. This is the complete definition of mindlessness. It is an ignorance, an ignorance, a refusal to see who we are in the present. So no wonder I have anxiety. And tell me if this resonates with you. Here we are doing a thing, lifting weights, driving to work, cutting carrots, washing the kid in the bathtub, and we're not thinking about what we are doing. We're in two minds or multiple minds. This leads to anxiety, I believe, because we're creating what I would call a temporal irresponsibility. I don't want to hide behind a big word there. What do I mean? We're in the present thinking about another time. We're in the present thinking about the past. That's irresponsible. It confuses us and it leads to an anxiety because our problem-solving faculties, our brain power, if you like, is now being compromised. It's being forced to do what we're doing in the present and think about something else that's not happening. That's too much. Let me remind you now about my three pillars of mindfulness. Mindfulness means many things to many people, but to me, I define it this way. Number one, am I thinking and acting in unison? Well, we just talked about that. Here I am lifting weights, thinking about some kid that I knew when I was in third grade. Am I thinking and acting in unison? No. Number two, am I focused on the present? So there I am lifting weights. Oh God, it's starting to hurt. I'm starting to feel uncomfortable. I better start thinking about anything else. Are you focused on the present? No. Number three, am I practicing self-control? Am I consciously choosing what to think and what to do? Doesn't really sound like it, does it? Here I am now thinking about something else. I'm not in control of my thoughts and I'm letting my body just kind of run itself on autopilot. So when we take those three points into consideration, we can see now how mindfulness can immediately be injected into our life and start to help us with this focus. The problem here is that we're doing too much. We're thinking too much. We're spreading ourselves too thin. To me, mindfulness, of course, has to be a choice. That's the whole point. It's a choice. Now, just as it is a choice to let my mind run and think about God knows what. Now, it may be a habitual, almost unconscious choice, right? We might not even be aware of how much we do it. But let's choose this week, okay? Let's choose this week mindfulness. And you may be saying, well, obviously, if I could simply just choose to be different, don't you think I would? I wouldn't choose anxiety. But let's really think about it. I'm encouraging myself and you to really choose. And it doesn't simply mean to choose to be different. It's a choice to really honor that awareness and say, okay, what am I thinking about? And is that thought leading me towards negativity? Is it leading me away from my focus? And quite often those thoughts, I find, they have an emotional component to it. There's a nervous system reaction and the focus goes away. So I'm not trying to give you platitudes. I'm not trying to give you mumbo jumbo and BS. I am simply encouraging you, as I am encouraging myself, to want to take that ownership, to want to say, I do not have to always feel this way. I can have the focus I desire. I can have the productivity I desire. I sense in my life there is something not working. Let that be the awareness. Let that be the open door. And let mindfulness take your hand and pull you through that open door. I can't seem to focus. My mind's in a million places. Okay, that's a great amount of awareness to have. Can I now, given the task at hand, do my best to just think about the task itself? My mind's going to want to run. This is where I would encourage you to breathe. Quite often, our thoughts pull us apart into the past, into the future. Our nervous system reacts to that. You can reclaim your nervous system in part through deep breathing and searching for tension and poor posture. That really feeds into our third point of mindfulness, practicing self-control. It may not be easy to just change how you think, to choose to think differently, but can we use that awareness to say, hey, here's a moment now where I'm all over the road. Can I come home to the body? Breath, posture, and thinking less. I'm encouraging you to follow that awareness and bit by bit, day by day, make that choice when you can to think a little bit less, to focus unless to not fly into another place and time and to take control of the body. In our next mindfulness minute, we're going to continue on this concept. I'm going to remind you of mindfulness milestones, and those are those moments in our day when we can choose mindfulness. So if this is starting to resonate with you, make sure you're subscribed. Next week's Mindfulness Minute is going to pick up where we're leaving off, and we're going to keep addressing this issue of poor focus, and we are going to dig deeper into how our choices about what we think and how we choose to practice self-control can bring us the focus that we desire. It is within us. We simply need to unlock it.